97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio with us. I have to tell you, one of the news stories that caught my attention this morning was what Kim reported on the Dome. And yep. I've griped repeatedly about that AstroTurf over there and how awful it looked, and it was faded, and you finally get, you know, Mizzou comes in here and plays, and the Battle Hawks are playing again, and we're on national television, and that AstroTurf looked terrible, and finally they got around to replacing it. I imagine it's not cheap to do, but boy, that was long overdue.
I think it's like $1 million.
I'm sure.
Yeah, to put it in. Yeah, the first time that it got the exposure was actually the Mizzou Memphis game. Remember that game in the dome last year? And that everybody was like, man, this looks terrible. It looks awful on TV. Just awful. I was at the game, and it didn't look as bad in person as it did on TV. TV looked really bad. But, you know, you want to attract big events to the dome. The dome, that's just the beginning. The dome needs a lot of improvements. Mm-hmm. But you want to attract big events. We have a big dome in downtown St. Louis that holds 65,000-66,000 people. That's a great spot for Mizzou, Illinois, a great spot for big college game. Who knows what you could attract? A conference championship game? You could go, and we're not going to get a Super Bowl. I don't think the NFL wants to deal with
us. You don't think so? Come on.
No, I don't think so.
They could recoup some of their money.
You want to attract. Look, these UFL games, Battlehawks games are on big networks. They've got a big TV contract, so you want it to look good, but you want to attract events to the Dome, and so it's a nice little story.
The numbers are so big that they're mind-boggling to most of us, but then Kim reported that it's estimated they need $150 million in upgrades at that stadium. Is that a top 10 tier stadium at that point?
Well,
I mean, we probably don't even need that. I mean, just
boy, what
a little bit of paint.
That was.
A little bit of paint, a little bit of new
AstroTurf.
You'd
be willing to do the paint for them. They could save money.
I could save you some money. You're good at that these days, rehabbing houses.
Yeah, lots of paint. Let me go paint the dome for you guys. I'm flipping, my husband and I are flipping a home.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I show up with paint every day because I claw it off in the shower, and I still always find some.
I'm pretty good at it. I'm good at the taping. You know,
there you go.
All the prep.
That's important.
Yeah. I'm good at the taping, then you can be a little sloppy with it if you're a good taper.
If we start this week, the three of us will be done in about 10 or 15 years.
And I don't
years.
Even charge anything. All
What's
I charge,
our hourly rate?
I charge a beer. I charge beer.
Wow, that's it, huh, Tom?
A beer an hour.
When I redo my basement, I'm going to call Ackerman over to let him tape the driveway.
I'm just going to need you to tape for us.
Just a fresh beer waiting for me each hour, and I'm good to go. No,
your paint's going to get sloppier if you're working a 10-hour day and you're 10 beers in. The paint's not going to look so great.
Depends on how much you eat. So
that's
I guess,
right.
You know, you got to balance it out. So I guess I got to add, I need food too. So food and beer, and you know, I could get a weekend project done.
Hey, Kim's going to the Mizzou game this
weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I know
we're heavily favored to win, and we obviously obliterated Murray State.
Yeah, still though, you know, you come to watch Mizzou. That's really it. You know, you come for the atmosphere and watch Mizzou, and I think that'll be great. Weather's going to be amazing for that game.
And
oh
we're
my
top
gosh.
Nine, right? I mean, I know we
Ninth
were 11 going into the season, and now we're nine.
Ninth ranked team in the country. Really good football team. They'll handle Buffalo. And then week three, watch out. Boston College just beat Florida State. I think that, you know, now Boston College is on Missouri's radar after they beat Buffalo. Mm-hmm. They'll focus on beating Boston College, so they won't sneak up on you now. But their coach is good, Bill O'Brien. He's been in the NFL. He understands how to win, and he can really put together a nice offense and defense, good balance on that Boston College team. But once you get through that, be careful. You know, Vanderbilt, still an SEC team. Just get through it. And then the schedule starts to toughen up after all of that. You know, you go through all of those home games, but they're going to have to go to Texas A&M. They have to go to Alabama. They will play Auburn at home. They will play Oklahoma at home. Arkansas is not very good, but they, at the end of the year, are going to want to jump up and bite Mizzou right at the end of the season. And as the season goes along for Missouri, the pressure will mount because the expectation now is if you're the ninth-ranked team in the country that you're going to be in the top 12 in that college football playoff. That's right. What everybody's hoping for. But it's a really good Missouri team. It's just hard to judge. You know, Murray State's just not enough competition to judge how good they are. They beat them 51-0. I think there was a bit of a stall there offensively and some mistakes that were made on the Missouri side that they need to clean up. But great quarterback, great receiver core, man. And, you know, they've got a couple of capable running backs who can do damage. Defense looks good. Good football team.
Good. Swifties are excited. Kansas City plays tonight.
Yeah, so her,
will she be there?
She should be there. Her tour is taking a break. So she starts in October with her North American leg of the tour. So,
I love that you know this.
Of course I know this. That's my job to know.
Yes, yeah, he's got daughters.
But now as a football, as a sports analyst, you have to know Taylor Swift's schedule.
Absolutely.
Too. Because fans,
she's bigger than the
Chiefs
NFL.
Fans want to know.
She is bigger than the NFL.
That's why
question.
The NFL has gotten bigger is because of her.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I would anticipate she's there. What a fun thing. How many people in your listening audience are going over there today? I'd say a few to go see the Chiefs take on the Ravens. By the way, Chiefs only a 3-point favorite at home in their opener, and that's because the Ravens are awesome. I think people maybe forgot the Ravens had the most wins in the NFL last year. They won 13. They hosted the AFC Championship game. Chiefs went in there and beat them. They're not going to like that very much. So
no.
Lamar Jackson and the Ravens will be ready to go. This is going to be a fun game tonight, I think. Really, really good game. It's hard to pick a winner in the AFC because as good as the Chiefs are, the Ravens will be right there. I think the Bengals are going to be good this year, too. Joe Burrow's back. Loaded team. Should be a fun year in the NFL. I don't have a team. I just love to kick back and watch the games, play a little fantasy football, and have some fun with it.
Yeah, I'd have to root for the Chiefs if I was going to. Root for an NFL team these days, probably. So anytime you get a win over the Brewers, that you win a series against them, that's good.
I mean,
even if your season is pretty much over.
If the Cardinals were supposed to throw in the towel, no one told them.
Yeah,
they're playing with their hair on fire right now.
I wish this happened sooner, but we're still grateful it's happening,
pretty,
I guess.
Pretty fun to watch, actually. So, you know, they're 5.5 out in the wild card with 22 games to go. I mean, they'd have to basically rip off, out of those 22, 19 or 20 wins probably to get in with some help that maybe you reduce that number. Any loss is damaging from this point forward. But that was a great win for them. They won another series. They went into the Bronx, went into Milwaukee, came out victorious. Now the Mariners come in this weekend. It's Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend. You'll have bigger crowds this weekend too. Nice weather weekend, Hall of Fame weekend. I've already seen those ticket numbers are up. So it should be, it's not going to be an empty stadium.
It's not $0 on StubHub, which was just sad.
You might find some deals. I'd just take advantage. Go take the kids out for one more weekend series and wrap up the season and then hope they can rebuild from top to bottom for 25. I don't think it takes a lot, but I do think it takes some rethinking as to what they are doing as a franchise.
And changes. Somewhere.
Yeah, some changes here and there.
And we have hockey coming up, which I know Carl's excited
about.
And by
the way, the manager is not one of those. I mean, we've talked, I think Ollie's done fine. I don't think this is Ollie's problem. I think this is an organizational problem.
Okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
Good. You got to run?
I do.
Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you, Tommy.
I still love you guys.
We appreciate it.
Even though I have to bolt.
I'll have a cold beer for you when you're taping for me later.
I know who to call if I need any more taping
that's
done.
That's right.
I don't like taping. It's just so tedious. I'd rather just edge with a paintbrush and just hold. I mean, let me just say this.
What?
It's not that I don't tape, but it is time consuming. And I feel like I actually am pretty decent at edging. We've painted this house top to bottom. Almost every square inch of this house
Mark,
has been painted.
Mark, do you want to inspect the paint
no,
job?
No, but I'm not.
Done?
I'm not.
How dare you?
And I was not the kid that ever colored in the lines when I was young. So when it came time to do edging at our new place, we repainted the kitchen. We drafted my son-in-law, who's very talented when it comes to painting and art.
I thought you were
going to
say coloring in the lines.
No, he is coloring in the lines. And he came over and did it by hand and didn't get a drop of paint on any of the cabinets. I have no idea how he did that.
Hey, Jody said that
if you go
to the dome, you should put Rhino Shield on it.
Oh, yeah, that'd work. Absolutely. You wouldn't have to paint it again for 25 years. Yeah, save him some money.
There we go. We are just full of ideas.
Are
you listening, officials there in St. Louis?
Thank you. No, they're too busy paying their last tourism director $500,000. Don't worry about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.